You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Mr. Blaine Birch, once again, co-founder and CEO of Dry Run, a cash flow forecasting software for bookkeepers, accountants, and small business owners. Mr. Birch, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Eric. I always love chatting with you. It's been such a great experience.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure, and certainly appreciate what you offer through Dry Run for business owners. So for starters, tell us, why is cash flow forecasting so important for small businesses today?
Well, you know, Eric, it's just funny because we've talked about this a few times before, but I'm actually going to circle back a little bit further because I'm finding people don't sometimes realize how critical cash flow forecasting is. And I'm going to throw a couple stats out because they're ones that shock me. One in four businesses will go out of business due to poor financial management and really poor cash flow management. The big number for me that always gets my attention is 70% of those businesses are profitable when they go out of business. So cash flow forecasting isn't just for businesses that seem to always be chronically in trouble or chronically short of cash, which, you know, of course, is part of the issue. But it's also for businesses that actually on paper have plenty of revenue, are highly profitable, but just simply can't get the cash coming in the door on time or sometimes at all to make sure that they're staying afloat.
Yeah, and thanks for circling back to point out some important details there. Now, taking this further, why not use financial statements? What's your thought on that?
Well, the key there is financial statements are basically always looking backwards. So even though there are some nuggets of gold in there to help you understand, you know, how your past year was and if you were profitable and things like that, for small business especially, trends just aren't very useful. Whatever happened last year, very unlikely to happen this year. No matter how good of a year you had last year, you may have some issues that are actually slowing down your sales that are going to give you a bit of a gap in sales that could really harm your business. But on the other side, you could end up in a big growth spurt. And if you're not prepared for it, you might not be able to manage it. So really looking backwards, it's like looking in the rearview mirror when you're driving. Like you glance backwards every once in a while, you kind of see what's going on behind you. But the most important thing, and the thing that you're most responsible for, is looking forward and making sure you're not gonna run into something.
And that certainly does make a lot of sense. So we just mentioned, why not just use financial statements, but why use cloud software over desktop tools?
Yeah, and this one, we've been in cloud for so long, and I even was using cloud tools in my last business, 10 years ago when they were first starting out. And over time, it's gotten from, it's this kind of new groundbreaking area with some advantages to right now, if you're not using cloud software, I think you're really doing a disservice to your business, to be honest. The ability of these cloud tools to connect to each other and keep everything like on pace and data accurate across different systems is so incredibly powerful. You can make what used to be, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to set up this custom, you know, business operations system. You can literally do for probably several hundred dollars a month now by having a core accounting tool, such like as a QuickBooks Online or Xero or Sage Accounting, something like that, that you can connect outside tools into, and these all connect in, and you can have, like, you know, the perfect inventory system, the perfect receipt tracking system, the perfect cash flow system. You can connect all of these systems that work really well for your business and have this highly customized system that's going to help you move forward and make sure that your data is consistent across everything. So it saves you incredible amounts of time, but it also saves from having errors from, you know, data entry errors and errors where you don't have one-click access to see what's going on in your business at a moment's notice. So the cloud is just revolutionizing business. It is it's creating efficiencies that were never before seen in smaller business. So we're such a proponent, of course.
And certainly sounds like a no-brainer, no doubt about that. Today we're joined by, once again, Mr. Blaine Birch, the co-founder and CEO of Dry Run, a cash flow forecasting software for bookkeepers, accountants, and small business owners here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, tell us, how easy is it actually to get started using the software?
Well, it's not difficult, but it does take time and it does take some attention to get your systems in place and you know, even just to get started in Dry Run. It's a simple tool to use, but it does take some attention because you have to figure out how it's going to work best for your business. Now, we are strong proponents of if you're a business owner and you need help managing your books, most importantly, looking forward and building cash flow forecasts out, we highly recommend that you use a Dry Run experienced accountant or bookkeeper to actually help you with that, because they're going to help you set things up and keep things running. And one of the most important things with cash flow forecasting is consistency. I always say it's like, you know, if you step off the block in front of a bus, you're just going to get hit. If you step off of the curb and the bus is, you know, several blocks down the road, you've got time to do all sorts of things. You can step back on the curb, you can cross the street, wave them down, whatever. It's the same thing with cash flow. If you see a potential issue further out, you'll likely have a number of options. If it creeps up on you too fast, you don't. And that really comes down to consistency. So you're always tracking your cash flow. You're taking a look at it every single week, making sure you're on pace, especially for businesses with big bills and big invoices and all those timing issues and late payments. Make sure you're in there every week. What happens, we find with business owners, they're doing what's important, which is running their business. Their time is best spent running their business, but cash flow forecasting is much too important to ignore, because it could end up, you know, costing you not only your business, but maybe it hampers your growth, any sort of issue that comes along. If you have a professional that can manage your books and you know, connect those cloud systems and make sure they're all running up to date and reconciled, update your cash flow, and just send you a quick email once a week, hop on the phone every once in a while. For the business owner, it saves them an enormous amount of time. Their time is better spent building their business and growing their business, but they always have someone just keeping an eye on things, flagging potential issues, and making sure you're on pace. And it's somebody that understands finance, understands exactly what they're doing. So you end up just much more successful. So we have business owners that are quite successful using Dry Run with their forecasts, but we still recommend everybody, you know, get on board with an accountant or bookkeeper that is really conversant in cloud tools and familiar with Dry Run. They're going to make sure that you're going to be successful, save you a bunch of time, and it's going to work.
I got another question for you. Can one get help from a finance pro?
Yeah, and that's, yeah, just I want to sort of, you know, bounce back and reiterate that, you know, you can have some help with your cloud system, with tools like Dry Run from an accounting pro, but you need to make sure they're the right ones for your business. And that's, you know, it's like anything else. Not all accounting professionals are going to be the right fit for your business. And if you just sort of go to the one that happens to be down the block, you might find out they're not necessarily the right fit for you. And it's going to hurt your business. If you don't have an understanding of what's happening in your business, I know a lot of you business owners are losing a lot of time every month because you're not keeping up with invoices. You're doing manual invoices. You've got a system over here and you've got a stack of bills over here. And time is getting just eking out the bottom of your business. If you don't line up the right professional, it's really not going to help you as much as it could. If you get the right professional helping you, it's going to save you an incredible amount of time, and it's also going to help make sure you know exactly what's happening in your business at any time. If it's 3 a.m. and you got to log in and figure out where you're at, a couple clicks and you're logged in. So that's something that we encourage you all to go with a financial professional, accountant, a bookkeeper, a fractional CFO, controller, whoever that is. If you don't have them inside your own business, make sure you're not just looking for the cheapest or you're not looking for the closest at hand. You're actually making sure you're finding the person or the business that is going to help your business grow and your business thrive. And that might take a little bit of work, but it'll be so worth it because it's going to help your business grow.
Well, I certainly see the advantage from here, and we can't thank you enough for what you do in the space and for assisting through your cash flow forecasting software for bookkeepers, accountants, and small business owners. And of course, we have a host of small business owners tuning in from all over the world. So this is great stuff. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a thought, anything else that we should be aware of as we conclude today?
Yeah, you know, the number one tip that we say is get started today. Don't wait on it. Start looking at your systems today, because if you leave it, you're more likely to get hit by a crisis. And that's unfortunately when a lot of business owners come to us, is right in the middle of a crisis. And I'm always, always wonder how much better off it would be if they would have come 2, 3, 5 months before and got things set up and actually saw the issues beforehand.
And thanks for those concluding remarks. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get further details on Dry Run and the software and how it can be of help to them, where can they get further information?
Yeah, absolutely. Just head over to dryrun.com, you can chat us up there. We have a chat bubble right on the website. You can a lot of great information right on Dry Run. We've got a very active blog with all sorts of videos and even a cash flow scorecard that you can actually use to help understand what's going on in your business. So visit us over there. We'd love to talk with you.
And you can't beat that. Again, Mr. Birch, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio once again, and look forward to our next conversation.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking to, once again, Mr. Blaine Birch, the co-founder and CEO of Dry Run, a cash flow forecasting software for bookkeepers, accountants, and small business owners. And for all the details, visit dryrun.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.